Let's turn to part 3. Part 3. You will hear a discussion between a university lecturer and two students about a space food assignment. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Come in, gentlemen. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Dr. Anderson. Chen and I are students in your research methods class, and we're having some problems with our assignment.
Yes. You told me that on the phone. What was your topic again?
Food issues related to living in space.
What exactly are you finding difficult?
We can't find much information, and our presentation's in 2 weeks' time. We've done all the usual things. Look online.
Go to the library.
We've even contacted the ESA.
The European Space Agency?
Yes, for its 2012 report.
Well done. What have you learnt so far?
Not much, I'm afraid.
It's going to take 3 weeks for the report to get to us. Too late for our presentation.
You can still use the data in your essays. By the way, how have you defined your topic? It needs to be clearer and more specific. I mean, food issues in space is a pretty big area.
We've decided on the nutritional value of food and the cost of food.
And food preferences, whether astronauts like chocolate or strawberry ice cream, for example.
What about the social aspects? Can you sit down to a meal together in a rocket?
Apparently, astronauts did in Skylab in 1973, and they do at the ISS, the International Space Station. We're focusing on the International Space Station rather than rockets.
Before you listen to the rest of the recording, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
All right. Now you may not like this, but I find your considerations minor. Your research areas aren't that interesting or academic. How about looking into the future? How could agriculture, for example, be developed in space?
Well, as far as we know, there's no planet in our solar system with an atmosphere suitable to sustaining life. That's any kind of life, human or plant.
What about setting up an artificial environment? You might remember the experiments in greenhouse production here on Earth. There was a major one in Texas in 2006, and there's another underway in the south of England. The ESA should mention that.
That's an idea.
Of course, an alternative is importing food until a colony can produce its own.
That's what I meant about the cost. Flying food into space is very expensive, not to mention all the waste produced. Around 25% of the weight of food products for astronauts at the ISS is packaging.
Okay. Why don't you examine the logistics of sending food into space and bringing back the waste? Do all the maths on it since you're engineering students. This could be interesting.
I've seen a couple of articles already on feeding groups of people who are far from home.
Like soldiers?
Exactly. There've been lots of PhDs on the Vietnam War and food logistics. The use of container ships began then as a response to supplying so many men. Anyway, isn't it likely that moons or planets outside our solar system will be better for growing food? I think around 400 exoplanets are in the habitable zone, not too far for us to travel to. When might these be explored?
We're still waiting for the ESA report.
All right. I'd like you to spend tonight refining your research topic. Come back to me tomorrow. You've done some good work, but you need to focus. At this level of your studies, you should try to become experts.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson.
We'll see you tomorrow.
That is the end of part 3. You now have some time to check your answers.